Good morning, everyone. As I was introduced, I'm Shelley Blaze. I'm a health program administrator with the health department here in Denver. And today I'll be talking about Denver Public Health and how we paved the road towards organizational leadership excellence. I don't have a dedicated slide for acknowledgments, but I would like to take this time to acknowledge my esteemed colleague who worked with me throughout this project, Scott Nimmo, who's here today, who is the clinical nurse educator. So I'm pleased to have him here with me. And I'd like to just talk about today the process in which we utilized here at the Denver Public Health Department, where we identified some issues with communication and how we utilized a communication tool to improve our leadership development and communication within the department. So I have nothing to disclose today, but I want to start off by asking what makes a good leader? And I think that if we were all to sit around in a small group and discuss what are those qualities that make a great leader, we would all come up with something different based on our beliefs or whether or not we think someone should have integrity or humility or tenacity. But what I've found is that good leadership starts with good communication. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So I don't know about where you work, but where we work, sometimes what can happen is we want to ignore some of the things that we hear or some of the things that are said or some of the things that are happening within your organization. And in the public health department, we acknowledge that there was a disconnect between our strategic areas and our ability to easily communicate through strategic areas and within the department. And so I just want to elaborate what this process looked like. And there were so many roles that were involved. Most importantly, our director of the public health department identified that we were definitely, as Joe said earlier, we were in silos within our strategic areas. So what we wanted to do within our public health department is identify what exactly were these obstacles in communication. And what we found was that we had self-identified as being in silos within strategic areas. In addition, we found that there were power struggles within an undefined hierarchical structure. And then also, as there can be in many organizations and companies, there's a lot of finger pointing. There are a lot of groups who they're excellent and they have the utmost communication skills and they're pointing fingers at the groups who aren't communicating well. I'm sure you all have either been a finger pointer or have been pointed at. So these were some of the obstacles that we identified as an organization as we were moving forward with really trying to develop leaders within our organization and to strengthen communication. So what ended up happening that actually the impetus to our communication committee was identifying these obstacles in communication. So the director of public health basically stated that we should form a committee and we identified different individuals through various strategic areas, making sure that there was the proper leadership from all different strategic areas to form this communication committee. And with the communication committee, one of our first efforts was to utilize a survey that we used throughout the department to identify what were some of these areas of communication that we could improve that would benefit the department as a whole. So when we utilized the survey, what we wanted to identify is if people could use more skills and what were those skills, what did they look like? And 75% of our respondents said that they would benefit from communication skills training. So that was great because then we knew exactly the direction that we could move forward in. So we utilized looking at different effective communication trainings. And luckily, one of our internal people actually attended a training and became trained in a dialogue mastery course, which after discussion with our committee, we identified as the proper tool that we'd like to implement within our public health department to improve communication. So this tool is a dialogue mastery course. And what it looks like is we had two internal employees, that was actually Scott and myself, were chosen to train and to deliver the course. And then we had our one other internal employee who was also trained. So we had three trainers, which was a two-day course. So it was 8 hours, 16 hours total. And we delivered it to the 140 employees that actually work at the public health department. And we did this within a period of 4 months. So the dialogue mastery course, you might ask, what were you mastering? We were mastering dialogue. And we were also trying to enhance problematic interpersonal communication. Also, it was very important that we utilize new specific skills to get better results while communicating. So what's imperative when looking at implementing a communication tool to improve communication is you want to have a top-down and bottom-up approach. So what was interesting and made it rather challenging is that our director of public health mandated that every employee attend this training. So you can only imagine what great buy-in we had from some folks and what great pushback we had from others. And I did mention it was 16 hours, so if they really didn't want to be there, it was such a pleasure having them in our training for 16 hours. But what was unique about how we really wanted to affect everyone within the department and really take a look at how our structure was we encouraged these training teams of directors, managers, frontline staff. So we didn't have homogenous groups. We had these diversified groups where everyone had to work together. And in 16 hours with the skill development, they had many numerous opportunities to work together and to really try and see what are these challenges that we have within dialogue, especially among the strategic areas. And what ultimately ended up happening was we provided skills to the department in order to reach a universal language and a common goal. When we had this dialogue mastery course, once we implemented it, there was really no turning back in regard to you don't understand me or we can't move through a challenging conversation because we all had the exact same skills. And so we came to the table with this universal language. So now we know that we can move forward together communicating in this way and utilizing the skills. And it really gave us an opportunity as well to empower our folks to say, wait a minute. Let's take a time out. What skill could we use to get better results in this meeting? Because it seems like we're really bashing our heads against the wall right now. How can we move forward more productively? So what's critical when you're implementing a communication tool to improve communication is to make sure that you have sustainable activities to make sure that your skills will be sustainable. So in the beginning of 2010, we had our Denver Public Health annual retreat, and upon our request, we were actually included on the agenda, and we included activities where they broke back up into their training teams to really discuss how have things been going with your new skills, what would you like to see within activities in the department that would benefit you? So we really wanted to increase this buy-in again and have people identify themselves what activities would benefit them in continuing the skill development. We also had an evaluation of the training. We utilized an evaluation instrument after the completion of the training. And then we also, with our annual evaluation that we use for the public health department, we had inclusion of questions based on this training to ask people how safe do they feel now that they had these new communication skills, and did they feel that they were utilizing them and getting better results. We will continue to do, we'll do a longitudinal evaluation where we'll come back and see exactly have these skills, these new skills and this new form language or universal way of communicating with each other, has that really helped us move forward and have this dialogue cross communication among the strategic areas. We continue to have skills practice. Scott and I are both within the department, so we're always there to provide coaching, and we have continued skills practice activities where we engage the folks so that they can keep up with some of the skills that they've learned from that 16-hour training. Our director has had an amazing way to support us, where we had the inclusion of communication goals on every employee and annual evaluation. So that's something that we continue to talk about, and then when their annual evaluation comes up, he actually, their manager asks them what have they been doing to develop these skills. In addition, all strategic areas were also mandated to include one communication goal for the upcoming year, which was a little different than what we saw from the previous years. So we're really trying to look at this comprehensive way of sustaining these skills so that we don't lose them with our day-to-day work that we do. And as I said before, we'll also do another follow-up survey that will be conducted to evaluate these changes, because ultimately we hope that we have a great impact and that people feel more comfortable with these new skills and that they're going to be achieving better results because of that. So our evaluation, just taking a look at what this looked like from the instrument we utilized upon the course being over, this was more of a satisfaction evaluation, but it was very interesting to see from some of the stories that we heard in regard to people not enjoying the course or whether or not they enjoyed the course, we were pleased to see that most people strongly agreed that the materials and skills within the course will help them in their professional life, which was great to see. Next, we asked them whether or not they felt prepared to use what they learned to improve their own crucial conversations. And again, we were very pleased to see that 25% strongly agreed and 52.2% agree. Of course, we had 1.5% slightly disagree, but we're, you know, change is a process. So we look forward to getting those people on board and improving their skills in the process. And then lastly, as a result of attending the course, I feel more motivated to improve how I deal with crucial conversations or with dealing with these new communication skills. And again, we were extremely pleased to see that 47.1% strongly agreed and 39.7% agreed. So we had a great response right after the training, and it seems that with the momentum we've had, there are a lot of positive outcomes that have taken place because of the new skill development. So ultimately, our goal was to increase ongoing communication skill development, to improve team functioning, because as I said, and even as Joe said, we can be in our silos, especially when we're doing the great work that we do within the department. We really want to enhance departmental and consumer communication. We wanted to make sure that at the public health department, our clients, our patients, that they were also benefiting from these new communication skills and that we were able to provide them with what they were there for, the services they were being provided, but also that we really heard their needs and that our communication skills were really the best they could be. Additionally, we wanted to provide new skills to empower employees to become masters of dialogue. And then we wanted to pave a road toward organizational leadership excellence. And the road is a very long road, if I didn't mention that earlier. Developing new skills, especially in communication, when everyone's at different levels, especially in a spectrum, we wanted to just let you know that the road can be long and challenging, but it's a really extremely valuable experience because having this universal language where we can connect and work together, we've ultimately seen how we can get better results because of these new skills. So that was our process thus far. We identified that we had some communication disconnects within our department. We wanted to make sure that if we brought in a tool that provided us with new skills, that we could benefit from the skills, utilize them to get better results, and hopefully play nicer within the department and also get better results and provide better services to the community because of the new tool that we implemented. So thank you for your time today. If you do have any questions, I would love to answer them at this time. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you. And anybody have questions for any of our panelists? No? Well, on behalf of the Health Administration section, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the conference and safe travels home.